You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit,
yeah, nice get wide set.
Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Yo, 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 you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud radio show. On the planet
Earth, guys.
Straight from the E Block Radio live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Yo.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Yes, sir.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Motherfucking Red Zone, dog. Marvin checking in. What up, though? Shit, it's Monday.
Marvelous Marvin.
Yo, it's been, what, three weeks? Nah, 2 weeks for sure.
It's been about a month.
Yeah, the first time the motherfucking power was out. Uh-huh. Second time was the holiday and shit. Niggas was cooking and working and shit, dog.
It's been about a month.
Yeah, what's been popping with you, Angry Man? Shit, we ain't holler at you in a minute, dog. What's good with you?
Never mind. Just enjoyed the weekend. We had it was a good time for football in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, for sure.
King won, Michigan won, the Lions won.
Everybody won.
We just had one little hiccup. You know?
Man, I'm so sorry, man.
Little monk, but we're gonna get it together. Yeah, they gonna tighten it up.
It's a brand new organization. I mean, it's very hard for us to get a dub. I'm just glad we got a couple touchdowns, shit. Because it was hard for us to get in the end zone. Now we finally got in the end zone.
Hey, see, I don't even, like, when you came in, I asked, how did he do? I didn't even ask if they won.
Yeah.
Because
he did.
Yeah, how did he do?
Oh, go ahead, man. I'm about to go.
Right, my bad.
Oh, you sure? But, no, we going to turn that around.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, just working.
Yeah.
You know, trying to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's about it, man. I'm almost home. And I'll be so glad when I get there. Man, I'll be glad when I get there.
What are we talking about now?
Yeah, you can prefer.
Could you say that? Hold on, I don't understand.
You say almost home.
What you saying?
Hmm?
What you saying?
Just what I said. Say I'm almost home and I'll be glad when I get there.
What does that mean,
please,
sir?
Please explain.
Cause like in the old folks down south shit. Almost home and being glad when I get there means something completely different. Yeah. I know that's not what you're talking about.
I hope that ain't
at least I hope not, nigga. Cause we got the cancel today's show, nigga. We got to have an intervention, nigga.
Nah, it ain't like that.
Cause the way you hey,
cause I heard it, I'm just like, did I hear what? Hello?
No, I'm like literally.
Suddenly every time I thought he canceled the show, man, whatever.
No,
I know. We back.
I'm just like literally a couple days from getting the monkey off my back.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean. I'm almost home.
That's still another one, though. Yeah. Monkey off your back. Huh? You got a heroin addiction. You know, all these things that you're saying.
Yeah, they don't.
They not coinciding with what you really mean, nigga. Yeah. Just say what you really mean, then.
I don't want to say what I really mean on air. I say it when I get off air.
I mean, just say it a better way, then. Getting the monkey off your back usually means some kind of heroin addiction.
Or any kind of drug addiction.
Okay. I definitely wasn't about to say what I was getting ready to say.
What was you about to say?
I said, I'll be in a better place.
Come on, dog, stop.
Please, stop.
This nigga wilding, dog.
Okay, fuck it, man. You want me to keep it 100?
I mean, you got to keep it all the way, huh? Just say it the regular way. Like, nigga, you finally getting some shit together that you've been trying to get together.
Yeah, I will have I will have a financial situation taken care of.
Yeah, there you go. That was it, dog. Yeah. Simple. That was real simple, Jesus, dog. Nigga said... Almost home. Can't wait till I get what? Nigga,
I was just about to say Negro spirituals in this motherfucker. Like, what are you talking about, homie?
I'm almost at the finish line, dog.
Yeah.
I'm a couple days away and I'm kind of excited about it.
My man Tyler Pye gotta say, what up, though? Detroit won. We up, nigga. Hell yeah, for sure.
We up one, bitch. Smoke something stupid.
Yeah, what else going on with you, dog?
I don't know nothing that, man. I'm just excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about
it. Oh, we're going to talk about that shit real quick, too, though. Say it's so sad about Mel Tucker. Yeah, we got to talk about that. Yeah,
I'll be done taking care of some shit.
Yeah.
You know how that shit go.
Yeah, I know. Damn.
That's why you push it in, fuck stick.
Oh, yeah, instead of pulling it out. Pause. Anyway. Marvin checking in on IG said, before I click on your lies, I always think I'm clicking because I know I'm about to see you doing what you want to do and what you love to do, and that motivates me every time. Proud of you. Please don't stop. Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, man, yeah, yeah. Proud of you too, though. Man, keep doing your thing.
That's what's up, bro.
Shit, what's good with you, though?
Oh, shit. With your boy, Monk Money. Same old shit over here, man. I've been working like a son, bitch, man. I ain't had many days off, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And I mean, but I'm just grinding, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, nigga can't even complain. I've been taking this shit called Shenzhen, man. This shit is fucking just like a...
Shenzhen.
Man, it's like a fucking... It's like a... I don't know, man. It's like two times better than CMOS, bro. I swear for cheese, bro.
Shenzhen?
Yes, bro.
It's some kind of root or something?
It's like, It's almost like it has the same things that CMOS has, but a little bit more potent, you know what I'm saying? So that shit get me through the weeks, you know what I'm saying? Just popping them motherfuckers. It's a T2, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got the pill for them.
Okay.
So I've been popping them shits, and bro, it's been getting me through fucking work. Then after work, I go get my baby boy. Then go get my baby boy. Then I go to practice. Then I'm home, man. Then this is just fucking a lot, you know what I'm saying? But it's getting me through there, bro. I mean, I don't be too tired. You know, only when I sit down.
Oh, yeah, once you sit down, it's a wrap, man.
It's a wrap, you know what I'm saying? So that's good, you know what I'm saying? My boy doing this thing, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't getting too many, we ain't got no dub yet, you know what I'm saying? But
we only, what, two games, three games in?
Three games in, yeah. Yeah, we ain't got no dub yet, but you know what I'm saying? We got these boys working hard, training them hard, man, trying to get us a dub, man.
For sure.
My dog do his thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, he averaged 4 tackles, 2 pancakes a fucking game, you know what I mean? So he doing his thing, but we want a dub, though. He was so hurt last fucking week, and we was so close, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, it was 3 seconds left, bro, on the clock. We up one. These motherfuckers.
Oh, y'all lost in the final seconds?
Final seconds. Oh, final seconds, bro. Suck. That shit hurt.
Yeah, that shit hurt.
He was crying. You know me. I tell him, shut the fuck up, all that fucking crying, but.
Let him get that out.
Yeah, I let you get that. And they kind of like the fucking passion that he wanted to fucking win. Yeah, sure. You know what I'm saying? So.
I didn't understand that shit until being in them situations, nigga. Like, some of them games, it warrant some tears, nigga. Yeah, it do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then shout out to
I know Angry Man don't know what we're talking about because they always fucking winning. Yeah. But with niggas who understand when you take a loss, nigga, sometimes the bitches, you know.
But the loss they took was so fucking like, nigga, we.
So what happened? 3 seconds. What
3 seconds left, bro. First of all, shout out to my nigga, you know what I'm saying, Eli. He fucking down there like laying like we could have just ran the clock out, but he laid there like he was hurt, so that fucking stopped the fucking clock. So we walk out there like, man, what's wrong with you? Like, man, something just he hit me in my chest and I fell back and were you breathing? Yeah. Can you get up? Yeah. Man,
your ass
get to my assault, nigga.
He says you breathing.
Go over those sidelines, bro. Then we couldn't put him in, so we're like, fuck. Then we only got 10 men on the field, and we forgot to fucking put another nigga in.
Oh, shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? This nigga's, they get a playoff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They play. It's 3 seconds left. I said, jump off sides. I don't even think they knew what jump off sides meant.
Shit, it should have been that fucking flag anyway.
What?
You ain't got enough niggas on the field?
They didn't see
it. Oh, no, it's only when you got two men. Only when you got two men. They ain't gonna flag you for that, right?
Yeah, so. The motherfucker, I'm like, oh, shit.
They ain't know what you're talking about. Jump on sides. Like,
yeah,
what?
Jump on sides.
Yeah, nobody still in these little kids again.
Yeah, you know, and I'm the lineman coach, so you know, I got kind of pissed off because nobody looked up at me and shit. Like, jump on sides.
Right.
Hit the center. I'm screaming and shit. Yeah. No, nobody did it. They got the playoff. Little nigga, get up the middle.
But boom, then again, boom. It don't even matter, though.
The middle crash, nigga. I think he fucked up. He popped out that bitch like Barry Sanders, bro. Like, oh, my God, dog.
Yeah, because it don't matter anyway, right? Because if it end on a defensive penalty, they can just run the clock out anyway. So, damn.
Damn, dog.
Damn. Bad little poor tackling at the end, huh? Was the niggas tied?
It was tied.
They've been playing.
Everybody played both sides.
Damn. Y'all need some more kids.
Yeah, it's a new organization, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's very hard. Like,
right.
You know, my son, a big nigga, he ain't get off the field. He don't get off the field.
Whew.
He don't get a break. You know what I'm saying? So.
Playing on the line, playing both sides is shit. Hey, I congratulate niggas who can do that shit.
Yeah, a lot of people come out and see him too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of family came out and see him.
Yeah, because we was in the hood and shit.
Yeah, we was in the hood. We was at Osborne, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people came out and see him and shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's...
He did his thing.
I was gonna say, yeah, he can cry for real. Yeah, like it's all good.
It's all good. You know, he started crying after the game. Man, it fucked me up and made me feel so good, like he was a leader and shit. the two little niggas on the side of him, like, they arguing about some dumb shit. And, you know, Tristan crying. He just slapped both of the hammer. Bah! We ain't trying to hear that. Come on, man. Yeah. Get together, bro. We arguing over something dumb. And he kept walking like, oh, so that's my nigga.
Dang. That's okay, got a little dog in the water.
Little dog, and he slapped the shit out their hammer. Pow! Yeah. Shut up.
You look lightweight leader and shit.
Yeah, I love it, dog. So, you know what I'm saying? I've been enjoying that, dog. Seeing my son develop as a fucking a dog ass lineman, dog.
Yeah,
you know
for sure. That's what's up, dog. Yeah. Hey, I'm excited about this. How many games they got up?
I think four.
Four? Okay, so they 0-3 right now. Yeah, still got a chance have a winning record, though.
Yeah.
Y'all win four straight.
Four straight. That's all I said.
All right, so let's start looking at next year.
The boys is getting better and better every game. I am. Laughing and joking, but I am looking forward to it.
Four straight is
there. Yeah, four straight is possible. Mm-hmm. It's possible. I mean, shit, the Lions won on Sunday. Anything's possible. I mean, on Thursday, whatever.
Man, they can win four games.
They can win four games straight, man. That's what I told them. And the other motherfuckers like, man, I'm glad you said it because I didn't want to say it. I don't think it's going to happen. Shut the fuck up, bro. Stop talking to me about that shit. I'm going to talk about what's going to happen.
Right.
You definitely can win four games in a row.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's possible. Yeah. What else been going on with you, dog?
Trust me, I know.
Here we go. There you go. Fuck your rings, nigga. Nobody give a shit about y'all winning.
I ain't say nothing about no rings.
What you talking about then?
Trust me, I know.
Mommy, what else you saying, dog?
That's it for me, bro. You know, that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing.
I mean, I did play at King, too, so we won four games in a row. So, I mean.
Yeah, but I know that ain't what you're talking about. Nigga.
I am a Michigan Wolverine fan. They won four games in a row. So, I just know it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had the best lineman in this league. I tell you that.
That's what's up, dog. You excited?
Hell yeah, I'm excited about my lineman.
That's what's up, dog.
I'm about to start a barbecue now out there for
that nigga said barbecue.
Before y'all go home, make sure y'all eat good.
Nah, you stupid.
Bring a little grill out there, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Grill up them niggas up some hot dogs and shit.
Yeah.
You only get this if you my lineman, and they gonna be mad as hell, but that's what's about to happen. So I don't give a fuck.
Hell nah.
You ain't on this motherfucker. You ain't on this motherfucker banging with these motherfuckers in the trenches.
You can't do that, man.
And they need their fiddles.
You can't do that, man.
Don't watch me.
I don't care, but not the kids, man.
What you mean?
Do that to the little kids, man.
What talking about?
You might feed the whole team, man.
I ain't got enough
for that. That's what the team mom for.
I mean, that's
these my linemen, they doing extra. They working both sides, and they doing great.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up, though. I'm excited about that shit, though, dog. Yeah. On my end, shit ain't really, nothing been going on, dog. Same old shit. Just trying to get everything together. Shout out to everybody over at Podcastic, dog. The Podsker Awards is coming up October 6th. E-Block Radio Network has been nominated for Best Podcast Network. So hopefully we get a win over there. That's the Podskers Award Show. That's like podcast and Oscars together.
Yeah.
October 6th. Tick is going for the 50 ball. It's going to be the award ceremony, the after party, some dinner, and one drink for that 50 ball. So yeah, so you get fed, get to talk shit with some motherfucking podcasters, eat, and take your ass home and shit for the 50 ball. I put the link in somewhere, it's posted on my page somewhere. But yeah, October 6th, tickets $50. Hit me in the inbox, dog, and get you a ticket right now and shit if you need it. Shit, I said we're going to get into our for real topic because it's already 10:30. But, you know, first we got to do our other shit, though, because, you know, we got segments and shit. You feel me?
Right.
So we got to do a Tubi Movie Monday, dog. I seen this one joint, dog. I got to talk about that. So, yeah, let's get to it.
Let's go.
Maybe. There you go. Yo, so this Tubi Movie Monday, dog. Shout out to Dennis Reed, Kamal Smith. Shout out to fucking Roe Spit, dog. And this new joint I just seen called The Wrong One, dog. Crazy ass movie on Tubi. I know there's a lot of movies on Tubi, but I only watch Detroit ones and shit. I apologize. But The Wrong One, dog. This is crazy shit about this girl who dating this one dude and shit, but really like his friend instead and shit, dog. So it's like she's trying to figure out if she chose the wrong one. It's a whole lot of twists and turns to that motherfucker, though. And the way it turned out at the end, though, it's fucking crazy, dog. Shout out to my man, Ro Spit, rapper and shit, creator of Burn Rubber Boutique, the creator of the one of the creators of the Detroit Jordans and shit. Shout out to Dawg. He actually doing a great job as an actor, dog. So shout out to my man, Ro. Kamal Smith, Dennis Reed, everybody associated with that joint. The Wrong One on Tubi, dog. Check that shit out, man. We got one more thing. Of course, we got to slide around the USA and find us another podcast to shout out. So real quick, we about to, you know what it is, spin the block.
Spin the block, spin it one more time. All the way. Got the drop on you, send that side.
About to slide all the way out to North Carolina, dog. Shout out to Charlotte, man. We gonna give a shout out to the No Advisory Podcast, dog. The No Advisory Podcast. Yo, we met the gang from No Advisory Podcast in 2018. What was it? 18 when we went out to Charlotte for the award show. Was that 19 or 19? 19. Yeah, one of them two. Anyway, shout out to them. They had the No Advisory Punch that they was selling and shit, and I think it had crack in it because they wouldn't tell us what was in it and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to the No Advisory Podcast, Charlotte's number one urban entertainment podcast, man. Shout out to y'all. Make sure that you follow them. It's No Advisory CLT on IG, man. So shout out to the gang out there.
Yeah, big ups, y'all. All
right, so we got a couple things going on, bro. Of course, it's September 11th. I done let the joint go out and shit, so I'm gonna slide that back to you so you can put some more fire on it. Damn, I don't know, that bitch might. Is it still one? Well, I can't talk at the same time anyway, so it don't matter.
Right.
All right, so I'm gonna be Todd checking in. What up, though? We got some 9/11 shit to talk about, of course, because it's September 11th. But before we get to that, dog, did y'all hear or did y'all read about Mel Tucker, Michigan State University head football coach?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, that nigga just signed that big ass deal.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of money and shit, dog.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand about the whole situation, because again, I've gotten into trouble saying some things about, you know, sexual abuse and the what do you call it, the rape culture, that I may have said some
stupid ass shit,
some wrong things. So this is a tight subject. Like, I don't really know what to say, but I do want to say this. From the details that I'm seeing, I'm thinking, if I read this correctly, it's got something to do with like some phone sex type shit.
Oh my god,
bro. So I don't want to take away from how this young lady feels, but how exactly do you get sexually assaulted over the phone, though? I'm not trying to take anything, because hey, if you suffered this, you suffered this, all right? But I don't get it.
I'm gonna take something away from, because that, fuck that. Fuck that, that's some bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. Y'all find the shit out the woodworks to say about this man, but he done signed this big contract. Why they don't dig that deep on some of these motherfucking white pedophiles that's in this fucking thing, fucking little boys? Yeah. Y'all ain't fucking digging when y'all fucking seen them, because they been fucking little boys for 15 fucking years. You understand me? So y'all ain't fucking worried about them. Yeah. So when a black man try to, you know what I'm saying, get in the position to get something, do something, y'all find anything to say something about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anything to say something about. I mean, a lot.
She filed a report. So, I mean, it ain't like they went and found him. Like, she filed. This is a filed report.
I don't give a fuck what the fuck the report was, bro. It's over the fucking phone. How do I can't touch you. I can't see you.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
So like some celebrity said, it's allegedly unsolicited phone sex, whether it can happen or not, he should understand the climate you're in. That's the part I was gonna say, and I hate to say it, like, hey nigga, you know you can't.
Yeah, but how many?
You know you can't.
How many times you and Sons of Liberty done talked to a broad that y'all met before, and y'all done talked to the but. She don't know y'all having phone sex, but y'all grabbing y'all dick when y'all talking to her, so that's fucking assault.
That nigga said she don't know that y'all having phone sex. Now he said, now on the other end, he said that this shit was consensual, so he don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
So now I'm curious. I like, who lying? You know what I'm saying? Who lying? Like, is he lying saying it was consensual?
I don't think that shit.
Before you go, I want to throw this out there too, in case y'all didn't know. She has some history of being raped, so she's like an activist now. So she got some history of being assaulted. Like, so I don't know if that changes anything. Anyway, go ahead, Angry Man.
Why she just didn't hang up the phone?
I mean, that's what I was thinking. But again, I can't really, you know, when I say shit, shit go crazy. So I don't know. But facts though, right?
I mean, Trump was stupid.
But facts though, right?
What she do, stay on the phone, kept telling him to stop?
Oh.
Stop.
Oh my God.
Don't say that. Please stop.
Let go of your penis.
Don't say that.
I can't see.
Don't talk to me that way.
It's now, granted, this is modern times. So perhaps phone sex was, you know, FaceTime. So possibly she could see
it. Okay, well, that's what they got, the button with the phone on it, uh-huh. that's in red.
Yeah.
You know, 9 times out of 10, when you press that motherfucker, it disconnects you from the person that's on the other end.
It go click, click.
And again, you gotta remember too, though. Like, just going back to what Son of Liberty said, you gotta know. Like, this is she's a staffer. Don't fuck the staff.
She's on Michigan State's football staff.
Yes, don't fuck the staff.
Oh yes.
I mean, as simple as that. Like, don't fuck the staff.
Yeah.
Not when you just signed $94 million contract. Like, nigga, don't
definitely,
fuck the staff.
Definitely.
They wasn't fucking. They were talking.
Or don't even. Act sexually suggestive to the staff, nigga. Fuck the staff. Fuck the staff.
She probably was mad because she ain't getting none of that 94.
But she and all that could be true, but like, nigga, don't even put yourself in that position.
I agree with you, but she could have just hung up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Bo just said, nah, this nigga, no, he can't. Don't put yourself and your team and staff in this situation.
I agree, but she could have just hung up the phone.
She definitely could have just hung up the phone. He could have just disregarded her ass.
Period.
And I ain't gonna lie to you. And I'm gonna say this, dog. And I was thinking about this shit last night, and I was wondering was I gonna say it when I'm gonna say it. And I don't want to be insensitive, dog. But I'm just saying, when she came to the team, everybody knew about like what had happened to her. Now, it's fucked up if, like, what happened to her was, like, I guess she ended up getting gang raped in college or some shit, right? So, she became this activist and all this shit, right? So, you know her history. And I don't want to be insensitive, dog, but you have to be honest with yourself. Like, when you dealing with a woman who's got that kind of trauma, you might want to just steer clear of that shit, dog. Especially if you are her superior. I don't want her to have no flashbacks. And I'm sorry, like, once you get your head together and do all that stuff and go through therapy and you go have you a healthy relationship with a young man your age in your group, like, I'm not fucking with you.
What does she do?
Like, on the team?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't know. She on the staff somewhere. I'm not sure exactly
why she ain't gonna get on the girls' team somewhere.
Wait a minute. I don't know what you're saying, though. Like,
do for the football team, she could have did for it. It's Michigan State. It's umpteen female sports. Why she just didn't go apply for one of them? Why go?
I mean, why though?
Because you just traumatized
fucking man banging you, and you go to a fucking shower room with number dick swinging, at least 37 dicks in the motherfucking room.
I know we know that, but you know you can't say that.
Okay, well, like you said,
you can't say it though, right? I mean, because of the climate we're in, can't say that.
You just told.
I told him he need to make the decision. Like, I ain't gonna tell her what to do.
You just said he need not put himself in that situation, correct?
Yep, he don't.
She don't need to put herself in that situation.
I know she don't, but there's no accountability for women, and I don't want to. I don't want to add to them having accountability.
You just got, like you said, you just got assaulted, gang raped, and then you turn right back around a couple years later. And be around a group of 100 to 200 horny fucking teenagers and a coaching staff. That's all men. and you're going to put yourself in that situation. You put yourself in that situation. You can't hang up the phone when it's a conversation is getting
okay. Bo says she's a contractor. She runs her own advocacy group. Okay.
Okay.
So that, I guess that, all right. So that makes sense though. If she's an advocate of, like, you know, getting help for girls who going through that shit and trying to stop niggas from doing it, then that group associated with a football team makes sense. I get that. Because she trying to teach these young niggas, like, quit raping bitches. Like, I get it.
How you gotta teach that?
I mean, dog, what you... Because these is... They kids.
You do have to teach
that. You gotta teach that. Like, unfortunately, like... And you dealing with these little league boys and shit? Like, these is conversations... It's common sense, yeah, but these is conversations that you gotta have with these niggas because, like, they get in... unfortunately, because, like, I... Dog, there is a lot of, and I don't want to take it lightly, but there are a lot of women getting raped.
It is,
and like in well, I don't know about high school and shit, but in college and shit, because somebody need to talk to these little niggas.
That's crazy.
So I get why her group is there,
but still,
but dog shouldn't see. I understand why her group there. I don't understand why he fucking with her.
Yeah,
I don't. Giving that to him, bro. That to him.
But my thing, I don't understand on both ends. Like, I do agree with Angry Man also. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, shit, still, like, if you advocate and you do all this shit, I still don't want to be, if it's going to bring back, you know, certain shit in your brain, I don't think you should be around that kind of shit.
So that happened too. And that's what made it weird. That's definitely what made it weird. So the thing is, now, like, looking more at the details, like, I get why it's a little weird for her because, like, he reached out to her to come to talk to his team about that shit so they don't get into trouble like that.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost like, and I don't want to say it, but it's almost like he set her up, nigga. Like, I'm not going to get you to talk to these niggas about this. I am not saying or doing anything sexually with you at all. I'm just not. Like, I done brought you here to curb these young niggas' sexuality, and then I'm going to hit on you. Come on, dog. Like, come on, man. Spend your $94 million somewhere else, nigga. I don't know, dog. Anyway, dog, Angry Man, like, you got something to say, bro. Go ahead and say it.
No, I mean, I almost forgot, but it was kind of funny, but it's fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know, when you were saying, when he was like, why we got to teach him, it should be common sense.
It should be, but I don't know.
I mean, it's not when, and don't take this personal, kid.
Mm-hmm.
No, because of the joke you said. You know, we all knew as adults that shit was a joke. Hopefully, it was a joke. But a lot.
Oh, you talking about that, the thing?
Yeah, no. Period. When you said, you know, the first note on me, no.
Yeah.
I mean, we all took it. We all knew it was a joke.
Yeah, we knew what you said.
But there's a lot that happens more often than what we think.
Where motherfuckers is really taking that shit to heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I agree.
Were they really just doing that? And sometimes some conversations and some meetings don't need to be had with a woman all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I just think they should have had a dude doing it first, initially. You know, to come in and get the do's and don'ts, then you bring the woman in.
I don't care how it went.
You got to get it from both.
I mean, he chose that shit, though.
He was stupid for even fucking with her, bro. Flat.
Hell yeah.
Flat.
Yeah.
But.
Exactly.
But my thing is, like, I mean,
give her some accountability too.
You know what I mean? Like, she's not innocent because how was you on the phone that long with the man for him to even have phone sex while you fucking hanging up the goddamn phone, like Angry Man said? So you can't just fucking blame the whole situation on him, but he's a dummy.
Right.
For sure. He's both of them dummies.
Right.
On both ends, because in her situation, I wouldn't even want to be around too many dicks.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh that hard.
I'm just being honest. I don't care how it came out with you. You shouldn't want to be around that many dicks at once. Because the situation that happened to you.
Said at once. The
situation that happened to you, I won't even put myself in that. You shouldn't even put yourself in that predicament.
I understand her job.
So you should just try to do something else then. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Figure that shit out some kind of other way, because the way you going about it is putting you in predicaments like this to get, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, what she was supposed to do that if he request, like, this is Michigan State's fucking, and you know, to a lot of organizations, Michigan State's a big deal. So you that organization reaches out to you to bring your own fucking advocacy group to a NCAA motherfucker. I'm coming. Like, nigga, I'm coming. Not thinking that the coach gonna try to fuck me or pull his dick out while we on FaceTime, or I don't know. I'm making that shit up. I don't know if that really happened. But whatever the case, unsolicited phone sex though. I don't want to laugh at it, but it sound asinine though. Like you said, I think to us, the only thing that makes sense is like, why you ain't just hang up the phone and shit, right? Yeah. I don't mean to make light of that shit, dog. But it's just like, how do you get sexually assaulted on the phone, dog? I get this. Maybe. Well, I guess it could happen. Like maybe she hung up immediately. Like, I don't know if she was on the phone the whole time or not. But maybe that counts as a sexual, unwarranted sexual advance. I mean, sometimes that happens. Sometimes niggas' signals get mixed. You think, like, oh, shit, she trying to fuck with me, and she really ain't. I said something suggestive I shouldn't have.
All I'm going to say is
that. I'm just saying, you got to be careful.
If her group didn't get notoriety, it got it now.
That's what we doing?
Well, that's what happened then.
We're talking about Mel Tucker. We ain't talking about her.
Well,
I don't even know her name.
You have to, but you know her group.
Oh yeah, it's an advocacy group that these niggas definitely need because they out here raping bitches. They need to stop.
That shit's crazy, man. That shit's baffling to me.
I mean, but that shit has always been baffling to me.
She just got free advertisement now.
I don't want to look at it that way, though.
I mean, some judge will.
You think so?
If I thought of it, some lawyer didn't thought of it.
And two, so if y'all been following this this story, we ain't gonna stick too long on it because I want to talk about some other shit too. But if y'all been following the story and shit, it was incorrectly put into the press immediately that he had got fired. So he's not fired. He's suspended while they investigate. So he's not fired yet. If they find, you know, some shit out of line, then they go fire him. But as of right now,
man, they going after all the black coaches. Nick Saban retired. Deion Sanders getting on their nerves.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play the race card on this one.
Yeah, I'm just you of all people.
I'm not gonna play the race card on this nigga being an idiot. I'm not.
Yeah, like I said, let them investigations.
Yeah,
and then we'll see what's going on.
So what about the motherfucking the dudes that's fucking little boys? The coaches is fucking people.
Well, yeah, well, see,
why they didn't dig into their shit like this though?
They did, but what I'm saying though is that
33 years first
because nobody told nigga. This bitch told them niggas was getting their asshole ran. That's they fault. Like, keep getting fucked. You done seen little Jimmy getting fucked and shit, and ain't nobody gonna say nothing. That's y'all fault. Yeah, that's a little. Again, I don't want to take light that little niggas was getting raped and shit, but in real life. Don't sit. Pause. I was gonna say don't sit on that shit. Say something immediately, nigga.
Literally, don't sit on that shit, bro.
The only reason why that's different because these were teenage boys, man. Yeah. You niggas knew this shit was wrong.
Yeah.
A scholarship to that. I ain't gonna say the school name, but a scholarship to that school is not that goddamn.
Oh shit! Everybody know that goddamn school name.
Nah, if I'm getting a scholarship there, I can get a scholarship pretty much anywhere in the country.
For sure.
You know what I mean? It wasn't that serious for me to play for that man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Fuck that. I'm done talking about that shit, man.
Okay, on to the next.
Yeah, shout out to Mel Tucker, man. Hopefully this is untrue. Like, hopefully there's just some sort of miscommunication, dog. I still think that you retarded for even going there. Like, I'm not even having, let alone a sexual conversation, I'm not even having a personal conversation with this lady. Like, I'm not. You here for this, that's it. Especially knowing your background. Like, I already know you got to tread lightly. Mm-hmm. So I'm straight.
It was a joke, Son of Liberty. God damn.
What happened?
No, I read his comment.
No, what did he say? Hold on, let's see if we can pull it up. There it is. I don't think so. That's a ridiculous claim, Angry Man, for free advertising. Obviously, these big schools already know about her if this is what she does.
It was a joke.
Guess he told you, nigga.
I know. I'll go sit in the corner.
Guess he
right
told
now.
You. All right, so real quick before we get into conspiracies, motherfucking 9/11 conspiracies. Let's talk about motherfucking Coach Prime, nigga, 2-0. At first, niggas were saying like it was a fluke because like it's only one game. Shajur, it's the motherfucking truth. Like that nigga cold. That nigga cold. What you think about that shit, Amen? Like, you think they gonna do something? Alabama lost this weekend too, though. I just want to throw that out there for all you bitch ass SEC niggas.
Is that why he retired?
He retired?
Yeah, I don't know how true it is.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Fuck the SEC. But anyway, what you think, though? You think it's a fluke? I mean, I ain't gonna say it ain't like, you know, it ain't like Nebraska was good. Nigga, but
I don't think it's a fluke.
Nah.
Because if it was a fluke, they'd be 0-2.
Yeah, that's true. I can eat that.
No, what it is, these big schools, they coming out, you know, they paying more attention to prime than they are getting their team ready for the game, is what it seemed like to me.
Yeah.
You know, but prime is prime. He always been who he is, you know, he ain't changed.
I think these teams they playing thought it was hype. Yeah, then they find out that these niggas can really play football.
Yeah, they done playing.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And then you got to think, you got the son, you know, the quarterback, his dad played in the Super Bowl and the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Played in, what, he scored a touchdown and hit a home run in the same week.
Right.
Won the World Series and the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
And y'all thought it was going to be a game?
I mean, and to top all that off and shit, the fucking GOAT is working with his son, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Tom Brady giving this nigga the game.
You know what I mean?
So,
you know how much, you know he could probably break down film more than half the head coaches now.
For sure.
Then, you know, get back on prime. I mean, okay, if y'all thought it was a joke when he walked into Jackson State, turned it around.
Right.
Okay, y'all thought it was a joke when he went to, I mean, think about the schools he's went to that he's turned around. Mm-hmm. It ain't like he pulled the Urban Meyer, or I'ma leave, where was he at? I'ma leave Florida and go to Ohio State.
Right.
Look what I did. You didn't do shit.
Didn't do shit. Right.
Yeah, Ohio State was already Ohio State.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The Ohio State. Yeah.
Or you pull a Nick Saban. Okay, who's the next best five school? I go there. They still winning. Look what I did. I'm the greatest thing. Yeah. He took programs that was either mediocre or wasn't shit.
Duh, fucking Colorado's getting laughed out the shit, boy.
They was about to put their ass in Division II in a minute.
They was getting their ass kicked. I'm going to tell you this, though. I ain't never watched the whole Colorado game.
Never, until now.
Right. That's it.
But think about that.
Kid. Even when Cordell Stewart was there.
Yeah, but think about that. He went and turned mediocre schools or schools that ain't shit around.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like I said, he ain't say, bound like he ain't, I'll say it all the time, he ain't pull Urban Meyer. And go to established programs and keep winning. Like, the programs was winning before you got there.
But the hate is just crazy, though. Like, the hate is it's just wild, nigga.
Wow.
Like, damn, can a nigga get some credit somewhere?
And he's so clean, they can't find no dirt on him.
Yeah.
So he just gonna keep digging into that shit. And
right,
I love
this nigga
it.
Don't cuss or nothing.
Shit.
I mean, on camera. On camera.
You don't see him on the sideline doing it. He probably do it all day, but I'm saying you don't see him on the sideline doing it. They know he know when and when not to move, and they fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
They hate it.
They waiting on him to lose so bad.
So bad.
And I'm afraid to see what that one loss, because, I mean, obviously, well, I ain't going to say obviously, but it's tough to go undefeated.
Definitely.
So I'm sure that they're going to take a L or two somewhere.
Yeah.
So I want to see what's going to happen when the nigga lose. They going to go crazy. Like, come on, dog.
He caused more rhetoric winning than he did if he would have lost.
Mm-hmm. Duh, for real. I don't even know who they got next week and shit. I don't remember. Oh, Colorado State, I think. So, like, an in-state rivalry and shit. But, like, even with this shit with Nebraska, nigga, that's a rivalry and shit.
Yeah, stomp their ass.
And while niggas acting like TCU is just trash, like, dog, I know they lost some players, but this is still the number two team from last year. Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, it's not that far off. And they was ranked.
Number 11.
So, like, nigga, what is you saying? You got a top 25 school and an unranked school, nigga. We kicked ass. Well, they didn't kick ass because the defense gave up a lot of yards and shit, son. But they turned that shit around. Defense was balling this week, so. I don't know. Shit, they gonna have a problem with Coach Prime, dog. That's all I got to say, man, about that shit. They going to have a problem with
that.
Hey, man,
I say, keep giving them hell, dog. Keep giving them hell, dog,
because
they hate that you doing what you doing, man.
Dog, they hate that shit.
And they can't do shit about it.
Can't do
so
shit.
Just keep grilling it in their shit, Prime.
Right, I'm excited about that shit, dog. And yes, he talk a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot of shit.
He backs it up.
That's the thing. Like, that's the thing. Right now, they already 200% better than they was last year.
Yes.
With 2 wins, nigga, 200% better.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't nobody see it coming.
Yeah, at all.
They thought he was bullshitting.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the man tell you that in every interview, I don't know what y'all talking about, but I know how to win.
Yeah, which is true. And they buying, like, the players is buying into it.
Yeah. They buying into it.
As a coach, that's the number one thing.
Hell yeah, they on board, baby. Yeah, they got on board. Tickets.
They believe, dog. Like, dog, that belief, being on board, like, nigga, that's go. When you get the team on one accord, both of y'all niggas coach now, or you know, y'all got coaching experience and shit. I know Angry Man will be back to coaching soon. Mm-hmm. But y'all know how it is. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you got the most mediocre players, if you get all these motherfuckers on the same page, believing they can do that shit, it's tight.
It ain't shit clicking like an Orwell machine, bro.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Oh man, SJ checking in. What up, though? He said he always been that nigga. How can you not believe? That's the thing, though. Like you said, this nigga been cold.
Yeah.
From his playing days and the MLB, NFL niggas, shit, college.
Everywhere.
What you gonna think gonna happen after this, though? Let's say, for instance, they do Let's just imagine that they win a national championship, dog. What you think he gonna do? He gonna try to go somewhere else and shit?
Why?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Mm-mm. You think if Florida State offered him something, he'd go?
I don't think Florida State want him after what he said.
After what he said. You're right. Yeah, you probably right, though. Fuck the dog, though. That nigga pissed me off, though.
Danny Cannell?
Man, fuck Danny Cannell. Fucking corporate man-ass nigga talking about, well, why would you say something like that? They gave you so many opportunities. Man, that school don't give a fuck about him.
No.
He brought them niggas money, and they love that shit. That's it. Schools ain't never gave a fuck about, I ain't even just gonna say black people. They ain't never gave a fuck about athletes, nigga. Mm-mm. Once that athlete can't do shit for that school don't give a fuck about you. Mm-mm. Danny Canelo, corporate Cody looking ass, motherfucking goofball. All right, anyway, dog. We off of that shit. Shout out to Coach Prime, dog.
Yeah, good job, dog.
All right, let's do it. We got like 2 minutes. Let's talk about some motherfucking conspiracies and shit, dog. It's 9/11 and shit, of course, September 11th. And that's the day that we will always remember. Angry Man, dog. Had you ever bought into the idea that all this shit was some kind of setup and that it was fake?
No.
Mm-mm. So you like, or do you believe the story that we was told about, mm-mm, like the terrorists? Like, so what do you believe? Like, what you think happened?
The planes hit the build.
I mean, like, so you think it was orchestrated all on foreign affairs and shit, or or do you think that the U.S. had a hand in it?
I don't think they had a hand in it. I think they knew something was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, after all the documentaries I done seen, all the movies I done seen, every time we get hit on U.S. soil, somebody always try to warn them something is getting ready to happen.
We're too arrogant to believe it.
I believe they knew something was going to happen. Mm-hmm. They just didn't know what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because air traffic control was a little bit too confused.
They know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, they were a little bit too confused.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I believe they knew something was going to happen? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably just didn't know what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They probably didn't know what was going to happen until after it happened. Because, like, you know, the last time they hit that motherfucker, they claimed they knew something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. But Pearl Harbor?
No, the first time they hit the Twin
Towers. Oh, you're talking about, okay. Yeah, I thought it was the first time we got attacked.
No, the first time they hit the Twin Towers, and they did it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know they tried to hit that bitch from the bottom, and that bitch just did the Harlem Shake on their ass.
Yeah, cause it's built for that.
Yeah, cause of earthquakes, so it's built for that.
Yeah.
So they went back to the lab, and the motherfuckers figured out, you know, how to get this bitch on the floor.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to say it like that, but you know,
I know what you're saying.
Trying to get this motherfucking iron.
No, that shit is crazy, though. Like, the whole shit just still, whether they had a hand in it or not, the shit just wild.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they knew something was going, like, when you just said it, Pearl Harbor, they knew something was going to happen, and motherfuckers was trying to tell them, beef up national security, homeland security, something is getting ready to go down, but
yeah.
The good, old, clean white man, like, this is the United States of America. Ain't nobody fucking with us.
Yeah. We both said, bruh, 9/11 was orchestrated and planned like a motherfucker.
I'm sure it was.
You talking about us.
No, I mean, I don't. He's in the military, so he know more than what I know.
I'll be honest.
I mean, I guess it was one of those things. they said, look, if you don't give us our money, you better do something. Okay, well, let us sacrifice our own people.
My money. What's,
I don't fucking
he's
know.
He's about to explode. What you got to say, bro?
Bo, you so on point with that shit, bro. They play that shit like a motherfucking fiddle at a motherfucking country motherfucking concert, bro. These niggas are so fucking conniving. They try to make this motherfucker... I don't even know who the fuck claimed the fucking shit anyway. I don't know which one. Saddam Hussein. I don't know who claimed the shit. But they try to make this motherfucker...
Osama, nigga. Osama.
Look damn. So bad that they fucking put it on him. Mm-hmm. And they orchestrated the shit out of this shit. Mm-hmm. Because it ain't no fucking way true Americans on that fucking plane is gonna let you fucking take this bitch over with a box cutter and just run us into a fucking building.
It wasn't just the box cutter. They had bombs strapped to them.
We about to die.
To save the... Save everybody.
We about to die. We gonna lease I'm at least, I don't know any other motherfuckers I know. We gonna lease attempt to fuck the rest of this something, bitch. Especially, and take the bomb from them or something.
Especially as aggressive as white people are.
Yes. Against niggas. Y'all didn't tell me none of them motherfuckers didn't look close to the nigga that y'all she didn't attack them.
No, he said close to a nigga.
They didn't look closer to a nigga than none of you motherfuckers attack that something, bitch.
Nah,
I'm so confused about that whole shit, bro. Like it's no confusion at this point for me, cause I really think they set that bitch up like a motherfucker, like a fucking alley-oop. Set that shit right up there for them.
Just to create the conflict.
For sure.
The one that didn't hit the target is the one the people actually tried to fight back on.
Yeah.
But I believe that's the one that got blew out the sky.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that part too, though, cause I think it was coming too close to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. No, the Pentagon got hit. It was that one's going to the White House.
You're right.
Because from what I understand, you know, them silos don't have to have a person there to.
At least they told us it got hit because they never found any remains of the plane at the Pentagon. Don't know how that happened. But whatever.
Pentagon, they got the best housekeeping on the planet.
No, obviously, nigga. I think that's the thing that really got niggas thinking about conspiracy theories is because just a lot of shit just don't add up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain shit happened, shit come up missing, evidence gone. You say the shit blew up, ain't no remnants of the plane. The fuck, like, just a lot of shit. Uh-huh. You just don't know. You know what I'm saying? I think whenever you don't know, you get to create all these fucking ideas of what could have happened.
Shit, that bitch could have got shot down too. It is the Pentagon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I don't know, help me out, bro. When I understand, you get too close to the White House in their airspace, it ain't got to be a motherfucker that hit the button. Them bitches just go off.
So, man, SJ said it's the opioids. They say it was the start of them needing the opioids and to produce Oxycontin.
Pharmaceuticals,
man.
Again. Them bitches are everywhere. And y'all be mad at the dope mans in the hood, but y'all ain't mad at them dope niggas.
Oh, they getting mad now because it's reaching their neighborhoods.
Yeah, and they killing motherfuckers that's telling y'all niggas how to get this shit without taking them fucking pills and doing all this dumbass shit that they want y'all to do. And they knocking these niggas off as quick as possible so y'all won't get a whiff of that shit. And y'all niggas don't pay attention, bro. Niggas don't pay attention, bro.
When you see somebody getting money for crack, he's the...
Dope man. No, it's a lot of shit, bro. Like, I don't really know.
Pharmaceutical.
You gotta be out.
Yeah, I gotta
do it. Dawg, so yeah,
hopefully I can make it to the
It'd be a lot, dog. I don't know. I really do. I definitely feel like there's an American hand in it somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see the fact that possibly the shit went down and, like, niggas didn't take the threat. Like, literally, all right, cause long distance, there it is.
Both arms
shorty. But so I could see maybe something like that happening. Like, all right, we got warned, and we just was too motherfucking arrogant to think that something was gonna actually happen. I could see that, but somebody in there.
Come on, bro.
Somebody in there
makes no sense. When it don't make no sense, then what that tells you?
There's some shit in the game.
Definitely some shit in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's some nigga. The stories, though, like what I hate about the whole situation is that when you really start thinking that like America somehow planned it, what's most disgusting is just the lives that was just thrown away.
Yeah,
just thrown away, like for whatever this bigger purpose might have been. That's the fucked up part.
Casualties of war.
Dog, for sure. And that shit kind of
fucked up.
That shit kind of fucked up, dog. For real.
I don't want to be in this war. I ain't start this shit.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Low key was probably against it.
For sure. Right. For sure. 100%.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we ain't a part of that shit, but y'all should say casualty war. Like, that's how much fucking our life form mean to them, bro.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I mean? It means nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are little to them people, bro. Like, we're little.
Right.
Less
in
than
the grand
human,
scheme of
for
things.
Sure.
Damn, for that sure. Shit wild, right?
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, they don't give a fuck about what's going on.
Yeah.
They just trying to move their agenda, especially pharmaceuticals. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they run the world.
Yeah, they run this bitch, bro.
They control just like fucking religion.
They have their own army. Y'all just don't fucking know. They have an army of
motherfuckers.
They
got their own army.
They got an army of motherfuckers out here selling dope.
White coats.
Yes.
Army of white coats.
Army of them motherfuckers selling dope. Yeah. You can't do shit about it.
I never really made that connection with the drugs and 9/11 and shit. It's another theory worth investigating and shit, though. I know a lot of times, I mean, obviously it's September 11th, so we thinking about it now. But a lot of this shit, though, you be trying to get to the bottom of shit, and it's kind of like, what you going to do when you get to the bottom of it?
Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. What you going to do? So that's what I'm thinking. Like, a lot of people, like, I feel like we already know what it is. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
I already know what it is.
So fuck it.
So we can't do nothing about it. We didn't do shit about it now. Like,
right.
Then we ain't gonna do shit about it now. We ain't gonna do shit about it in the future.
Yeah.
Because we can't do shit about it because they already orchestrated that shit and blamed it on that nigga and they killed the nigga. So.
Right.
We have no
bottom
clue.
Line,
we have no clue what's happening. We just gotta figure out how to fucking get this shit together for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas is.
And how that's gonna happen?
Huh?
And how that's gonna happen?
You know what? You ask me that question all the time, and I'll tell you the same answer this time. I got a different answer to it for you this time. All
right, let's hear it.
My people need to stand for something.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing to stand for. We have no country to stand for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have no nothing to stand for.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even stand for our fucking selves.
Mm-hmm.
So if we find something to stand for, maybe we can get some shit moving. Because I feel like the only people gonna save America is the niggas that stay in that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Africa say come back home, nigga. I'll show thinking about it like a motherfucker.
Like I said, I'm show
thinking about going to Africa, move back into that bitch. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? But
maybe at least a dual citizenship. I wanna be able to go back and forth.
For sure. Because you got four here.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying though, like we need to find something to stand for, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They trying to give us something to stand for. But shit, we already here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We've been here. Mama here, my grandpa here, everybody here. We already here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we need to find something to fucking stand for. Because if we don't even stand for ourselves, we stand for the bullshit that we keep getting pushed on.
Right.
And so they pushing the bullshit and we just keep collecting it.
Yeah, motherfucking minister, fucking king.
I ain't trying to be no minister, bro. I'm just stating the obvious, my nigga. Like,
with the X in this moment.
Common sense ain't so common around this son bitch, bro. Just for my folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, we glorify some dumb shit sometimes. Like, I really think that. We glorify the wrong shit.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I'm saying? Like, we dwell on what motherfuckers did to us and this and that and this and that. We already know that shit happened, so how we gonna fix it?
Yeah.
I mean, niggas be killing me talking about what happened. Yeah, how the fuck we gonna fix it?
Yeah.
So that shit is fucking, it happened.
Yeah.
Now, how we move forward?
Right. Unity.
Unity.
Right. I mean, it's the only way. Power to the people, dog. It's power in numbers.
Bro.
I was looking at
we don't like each other because you got. I don't like you because you got an X on your shirt.
I was looking at I can't think of the name of the shit. It was a show on Stars, I think maybe last year. I just got hip to it, but it's talking about black comedy and how black comedians a lot of them are thrust into the activism like spotlight because like they got platforms and shit, mm-hmm. right? So he's talking about Dick Gregory, he's talking about Chris Rock, talking about Dave Chappelle, of course. And I'm just thinking about, like, it's fucked up how these same things, like Dick Gregory, we're talking about from the 50s and 60s, nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, we still, like, mm-hmm. it's the same shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even as an activist, what are we missing? You know what I mean? Like, really, literally, what we missing? Like, if you've been And obviously it was ones before that, but if we just starting back from there, 50s and 60s, it's been fucking 60 years.
Unity!
Is that the one thing that's missed? Because, like, it's crazy. You can literally replay a speech from anybody from the 60s, and we've got one right now asking for the same shit.
Yeah, we got to find the right allies to fucking ride with us on that, because all the white folks ain't bad. They know what the fuck they what happened to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these motherfuckers are on board with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just gotta find the right ones, and we gotta make a move, man. Say get some unity. And if it ain't none of that shit in the game, nigga, so right, bro. We gotta get America back, though. We gotta get it, because they fucking it up.
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing to do and shit is to really do a better job at keeping our money in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hard part, because we don't own shit. Mm-hmm. So that's where the shit get tough.
No, you almost had Detroit, then niggas start moving out that small fucking way.
Because if you unified, but you still spending all the money, you taking all the resources out and spreading it somewhere else, you still lose. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. It's fucked up, though, because a lot of ownership is denied because you black.
So it's set up so perfectly, bro. It's set up so perfectly for you to fail and not achieve what you were supposed to achieve.
Yeah.
Like, it's set up so perfectly, bro. You got to work so hard to get
We in a good spot now, though, as far as having access to ownership. I think we really got to take advantage of this shit, though.
Yeah.
I think we in a space now, like, you know, I want to glorify it, but like, a lot of niggas got on because of this PPP shit, though. And if they did it right and got them some kind of organization where we can hire other people and keep that money circulating in the community, it could work. So this is an opportunity, or it was an opportunity. I just don't know if we're going to capitalize off of it, though. Because I ain't going to say niggas is greedy, but I'm going to say niggas been shut out of shit for so long. And that's the unfortunate thing. But, yeah, I'm going to go remain optimistic, though. It don't look like you are.
No. No, I don't think in my lifetime, you know what I'm saying? Maybe when my son get older, they'll figure it out. But not my lifetime, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think because of the situations that we are in and been in for the longest, and nothing, no different outcome has came from none of the shit that we've been through.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we just gonna keep turning the cheek.
Yeah.
Turn the other cheek. You know what I'm saying?
Turn the cheek.
We just gonna keep doing that and just gonna let this shit bypass us like and just ride the wave. And that's just dumb to me.
All right, man.
Ride the wave.
It's a somber note, though.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
On that note, man, this is after 11 shit. Get about this motherfucking dog. Talk about something a little more friendly.
Yeah,
because
it's some bullshit.
It is. Monday night, dog. Make sure you pull up on the gang down at Good Vibes Lounge on Harper. Shout out to Mr. O'Year and Liquor Guy Dwayne over there for Monday Night Football. Live jazz as well, or maybe jazz, live music, live entertainment. Monday Night Football over at Good Vibes Lounge, man. Go check out the gang. Over there, Wednesday night, new episode of Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast dropping Wednesday night at www.everybodylovesbbw.com. Tomorrow night, brand new episode of the Shot versus Everybody podcast featuring Tori Sky. That was 8 o'clock at eblockradio.com. That's it. Make sure you go to thepodskers.com to pick up tickets. $50 for October 6th, the award show. Actually going to be awards for podcasters and streaming movie makers. All right, so it's, check out the website, see who all got nominated, all that good stuff. That's it, I think. Yeah, that's it. I guess we'll get up out of here. Anything else going on before we get back next week that we want to give a shout out to? Since we only all once a week.
Go Tar Heels.
Go Tar Heels. That's it, dog.
That's it.
All right, well, shit, that's it, dog. Make sure you check out all the replays. eblockradio.com, man. And again, Wednesday night, everybodylovesbbw.com for the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast. Shout out to the whole gang. That's it, dog. We up out of here. Till the next time. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show. on the planet
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. My man Angry Man had to get up out of here early, but I got my man Money holding it down.
You already know it.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Rizzo.
Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
The eBlock Radio Podcast Network loves our fans, and we need your help. Click the link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page. You can help us continue to deliver informative and funny entertainment as we've always done. But not only that, you'll have a chance to win free gifts, cash prizes, and get access to behind-the-scenes footage, videos, and photos. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and click that link in the description and become a patron on our Patreon page.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.